Greetings, my name's Chris, also known as the Wizard Master. Welcome to a very special tarot card reading. Special because it's for you, and it's one of my daily ones. So what we're going to do is look at six cards. The first card is the overall card, and it shows a very important reunion, a family gathering, a get-together. This is happening quite soon. So time to plan that reunion with people you haven't seen for a while. And also good news within the family, some sort of celebration. When it comes to love, nicely, we have the Three of Cups, which is the celebration card. So you'll be celebrating extra person. It could be a birth, it could be an engagement or wedding. When it comes to love, some exciting things are happening. But yeah, I'm trying to see what the celebration is, but it's a good one. Next card relates to money. Lots of cups coming up. You can't see these. I will take a picture at the end. And you have the Eight of Cups, which is your, again, a connection with the past. So someone from your past coming back into your life, but bringing you some finances. What a nice person that person can be. Bit of a reunion, but it's a bit of a dream. Something you've done in the past is bringing you reward. Now, it could relate, obviously, to something work-wise you've done. And you're going to get a reward for it, or maybe even a lottery line. But good news financially from the past. When it comes to work, we have the Ace of Swords, which is a passionate card, strong passion. So if you're looking for a creative job, there's very much opportunities for you to show off your creative side and bring you reward financially, but within your work. Also shows a little bit of frustration at the present time, so you have to be a bit patient with the ones that are around you. Moving on to your subconscious, the next card, the fifth card, is the Wheel of Fortune. Sometimes we have to take a bit of a gamble, and I think maybe you're not a gambling person. Something subconsciously is telling you, go and take a chance. Yeah. Luck is in your favour, so you can take a chance. If you need to talk to someone you haven't spoken to before, go and do it. The Wheel of Fortune is in your favour. And your final card relates to, relating to the future opportunities, and you've got the Seven of Coins, which is the growth one. Financial growth, growth within skills, developing relationships, partnerships. I was going to say, whatever you touch grows, so you have magic hands. So some financial security, but lots of love within these cards. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed. I will do another reading tomorrow, and enjoy your day. Bye.